Well, what do we have here? Oh, you look rather surprised. Who exactly were you expecting? The Easter Bunny? Or perhaps nothing at all? Certainly not a demon. Yes, that's right. You see, when you mess around with dark and mysterious forces beyond your control, sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you get me. I can't tell you how many times I've been accidentally summoned by a group of teenage girls playing with a Ouija board or Bloody Mary at a slumber party. Yes, almost always teenage girls, stupid little things, and disrespectful, too. After taking all that effort to manifest myself in a corporeal form, which is a difficult thing to do, by the way, it always leaves me with a pounding headache. All they do is make a fuss and scream their little heads off. God, I hate screaming. Now look at you, mixing a bunch of herbs and oils. Were you even trying to make a summoning spell or a face mask? Judging by the idiotic look on your face, I'd guess the latter. Well, as a recompense for wasting my time, I suppose I'll just take a little piece of your soul. Nothing you'll miss. And be on my way. Oh, now? What's this? A cross? It appears you did come prepared. Oh, but we can't have that pesky Latin chanting now, can we? Calm down. Yes, my hand is covering your mouth. And yes, I did just reappear right behind you, my body pressing into yours. Now watch as I throw that cross far across the room. Surprised it didn't burn my flesh? I simply don't know where these myths get started. Shh. No. Don't struggle. I'm far too strong for that. Did you know that you're the first person in over a century that meant to summon me? That makes you very intriguing. Now I'm going to let go of that pretty little mouth of yours. And I don't want to hear any exorcisms, binding spells, or Satan forbid, screaming. I assure you, you'll regret it. Am I understood? Good. There you go. Now go ahead and tell me why you've summoned me. You didn't. Someone else. Now you've hurt my feelings. So who were you trying to summon? If it was the Lord Satan himself, I'm afraid you're going to have to try a little bit harder. He likes sacrifices. The really bloody kind. Come on. Tell me, am I going to have to say please? Or break your legs? Yes, that's right, now spit it out. If you weren't trying to summon a demon, then what the hell were you trying to do? An angel? Which one? Oh, what a development. Her? Oh yes, I've heard of her. I even know them personally. Do you? Oh, she's your guardian angel. How cute. What, did you think she was going to leave paradise for house calls? Especially for some mortal like you. Oh, she sent you signs, has she? Oh, no, of course she has. Yeah, go ahead, show me. Oh, well. Doesn't that make you the most intriguing little mortal in the world? Blessed from above. I'll admit it, I do understand what she sees in you. You are rather attractive. although I'm sure you don't know that. Angels don't go for confidence. They get off on having someone wounded to protect. But you are. Your body, your face, your hair, your eyes. Delectable. But you're more than just a pretty face. Or else no angel would want you. Or demon, for that matter. Does that surprise you? Demons don't want bitches and bastards. They're like Q-tips where we're from. No, I'll tell you what a demon wants. A beautiful face and body. Check. Courage and strength. Check. Intelligence. Now that one could go either way with you, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And most importantly for a demon, a good heart. Check. With at least a little bit of darkness in it. And sweetheart, I can see the darkness in you. You deny it. Well, I can prove it. I know that you have darkness in you, because if you didn't, I wouldn't want you this damn much. The more time I spend with you, the more I want to take you, devour you. Steal you away from your goody-goody angel and make you mine. You seem reluctant.
What can she give you that I can't?
Protection. What's more protected than someone that would do anything to keep you safe? Even kill. Happiness? Sweetheart, I would maim, torture, and steal to give you your heart's desires. And demons have a much better sense of humor than angels. Love. Love's bullshit. No, I can give you what your angel, what all angels, don't know how to give. Passion, devoted obsession, excitement. And adrenaline rushes that would make your heart pound for days. Pleasure. I could play your body like an instrument. This angel of yours, what would she do? Would she put sweet, tender kisses all down your neck like this? Yes. Her soft lips pressing into the heat of your skin. Well, sweetheart, I could do it while pulling your hair like this. Oh yeah, that does hurt, doesn't it? But my lips feel so good. Pain and pleasure. Some people call them opposites. I think of them as lovers. And what if I move my lips down here towards that gorgeous chest? Let's get the pesky clothes out of the way. I'm a demon, baby. Removing your shirt is just a parlor trick. Let me move my hand here around your neck and squeeze it. While I move my lips along your body. Your skin is so delicious. I could kiss it all night long. Or maybe I could nip at your neck with my teeth. Those are some fun noises you're making there, pet. What happens if I squeeze your neck a little harder every time my lips brush your neck? Oh, do you need air? Well, beg me for it while I lick you from jaw to ear. You taste so good. What was that? You beg so pretty, baby. Here you go, precious oxygen. Oh, let me kiss away those budding tears. Your face is so red, and your skin is so hot. Is it because you almost suffocated, or because you enjoyed it so much? Well, that wasn't a rhetorical question, love. You want this. Do you want me to stop? Or I could force you down onto your back and shove a hand down your pants. Is this what you want? A hand rubbing slow circles along your cock? Answer me. Now, mortal. Yes, baby. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. I think you found a reward for being such a good boy for me. Looks like you think so too. What to do? Maybe I'll take off your boxes. I just like to take these off the old-fashioned way. By slowly sliding them down your thighs, my hands on your smooth skin. And now they're off, and they can go right in that whimpering mouth. Like I said, I can't stand screaming. And I do plan on making you scream for me. Now where was I? Look at that twitching cock. I think it needs some help. What a nice, hard cock, baby. That's right. You like feeling my hands gripping your greedy cock? Keep moaning for me. Whimper and squeal through your gag. While I run my hand up and down the length of your cock. Do you want me to use another hand? I can't really hear you, so I guess you don't want it. I'll just keep slowly using this one hand up and down. What? Oh, you do want it. Well, why didn't you say so? Here you go, pet. Those noises truly are delicious. Let's go a little faster, shall we? Oh, do you need something else? You want me to wet it just a little bit for you? Then beg for it. Beg for my saliva on your cock. Say it through that gag, or I'll stop and leave you desperate and aching. I'll bind your wrists behind your back so you can't finish yourself off and leave you a squirming mess on the floor. Good boy. There's my saliva. All over your cock, so it feels nice and wet as I rub it up and down for you. Are you close? Are you going to come for me? Then do it. Come for me. Come right now into my hands, you dirty little demon whore. Come. Come now. That's right. Has anyone ever told you that your cum tastes delicious? Shh, shh, shh. Take a minute to come down and I'll check these dirty boxes out of your mouth. See, I told you you'd love that. I knew, because you do have that darkness in you, and now you know it too. You can deny it to me all you like, but not to yourself. Now just imagine what it would be like to have all of me working your greedy cock. You could have that. All you have to do is be mine. Don't worry, love. I'll give you some time to think it over. Just know that I'll be waiting in the shadows, and that one day I will come back, because I assure you I haven't gotten enough of you yet. But if you find that I'm taking too long and you're getting impatient, you know how to call me. Now why don't you run along to your angel, if she ever shows up, and see if she can make you feel as good as I know that I can.